Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf ayin dalid, ad the ad bechlal. So we're starting six lines from the top of the Amud. As you'll remember, the Gemara has the stira between our Mishnah and our Mishnah, a Mishnah in the Sechtes Ksubas, and the Gemara gave five answers. The fifth answer was Abaye Omar, and he brought the Memra, the Braisa of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, which we already had a couple of times in our Gemara. What did Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul say? So getting back to the third line from the top of the Amud, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul said that even though we learned in the Mishnah that if you have a roidev, a person who chas v'shalom is pursuing someone else to either kill that individual, or by a narrow murasa chas v'shalom to violate that lady, or for instance if you have a zohar who's running after a zohar chas v'shalom to violate him with mishkav zohar, all of these things we learned in the Mishnah, mutar lahatziloi benafshoi, you're allowed to go and kill the pursuer who wants to do this terrible, terrible act. But Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul said, not so simple. It depends. The sign of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, I mean, fourth line from the top. Roidev, show you Roidev ach chavera li hargoy, a Roidev that wanted to chas v'shalom kill someone else. V'yochel hatzilo bi'echem meivarev, and now a good person, a third party, sees that he is able to go and stop the Roidev from committing this murder. How? By shooting at his legs. And therefore the person will stumble and won't be able to go and kill the other person. But he didn't do that. But what did he do? He shot him to kill him. The Nerag Olav. Then this good person who wanted to save the day, unfortunately he now gets Misa. If he could, obviously if it's a Shogeg, if it's an Ones, he tried, but he was unsuccessful, and Nebuch the person died, so then he'd have Ari Miklat, depending if he had all of the dinim, that the requirement that you would have to go into Ari Miklat. You wouldn't go and give him Misa. But we're talking about that person who is an excellent archer. He knows exactly how to shoot, he knows exactly where and when and Vosemet. And he could have shot at the legs and caused this person to fall and not to pursue the victim any longer. But instead what he do, he went bang bang and Nebuch, he killed him. The Nerag Olav, then that person who killed him, he himself now is the murderer, and we will give him Misa. Question is, my time to be honest and show, where does he take this from? The says in the Pasuk, V'chinotzu anoshim, two people are fighting. But this is a Pasuk in Mishpatim. What does it say in the Pasha? V'chinotzu anoshim, two people are fighting, v'nogfu ishahara, and by accident, one of them took a baseball bat. Reuven wanted to go and clobber Shimon over the head with a baseball bat. And this, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, was lethal, was potentially fatal. He took the baseball bat and he gave a swing. And guess what happened? The potential victim of that swing, you can sit over here, Brother Shai, Kim. The potential victim of that terrible swing ducked at the last moment. And therefore Reuven, when he took that bat to go and give a swing, he missed Shimon. But guess what? Nebuch, he hit an innocent bystander, a lady who was pregnant. Like the Pasuk says, V'chinotzu anoshim, people, two people are fighting. V'nogfu isha hara, and one of them Nebuch hit a pregnant lady. V'yotzu yilodeha, and as a result, she miscarried. V'yotzayim, but she herself, Baruch Hashem, lived. Anishiyane, she has to go and pay money for the loss of the fetus, Nebuch, that was miscarried as a result of what he did. Aha, okay. Zokim of Yom Rabluza, back to Gemara. The matzus sheba misa kos medaber. Matzus was from Loshim Yinotsu. We're talking about a fight which was potentially fatal. It's not just a fist fight where, okay, he knocks the guy down. We're talking about chas v'shalom sheba misa. How do I know sheba misa d'chsiv? Because the pasuk after that says v'im osin yir. If as a result of the swinging of the bat, Nebuch, he killed this pregnant lady, rachmana litzlan, v'nesat nefesh ta'achas nefesh. A machloikis elsewhere, whether that means literally that we give misa to this individual, because after all, he intended to kill, but he didn't intend to kill this lady. He intended to kill Shimon. So therefore, according to one man, the Yomar, he has to pay with his life because of this intentional murder of the unintentioned victim, or according to Rabbi, no, you only have to pay money. But Lamaisa, we're talking about a case of Matisha Bemisa, that this was a fatal blow that had the potential of killing someone. Zokti Gemara, Vafilo Hachi, it says in the Torah Merachmana, Viloye, also in the case where the woman, Baruch Hashem, lived, and she was not killed. However, she miscarried. Onishi, you have to go and pay for the blood. If you're going to go and tell me that if a person is able to go and shoot at the legs and stop the person from chas v'shalom killing the victim, then you have no right to go and shoot to kill. Another was like Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shol says, then I can understand perfectly why this Reuven fellow has to go and pay for the Demei Velodois. Because since there is no Chiyuv of Misa, so to speak, we don't really mean Chiyuv, but we mean that there is no ability of someone legally to go and kill him. He has to shoot him at the legs. And therefore, if he shot to kill, then that was itself an illegal act. So therefore, since there was no right to go and kill him, then, okay, there's no Kamal Rabine, he has to go and pay for the Demei Velodois. And keep going so much Yochalatz Abiyachmei Varav, and that's how he has to go and pay. But Eliyam is Yochalatz Abiyachmei Varav, not really does deal by Nafshay. If you're telling me not like Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shol, but in all cases, even if he can go and shoot at the legs, he's still allowed to go and shoot to kill. Come to Chois, this Reuven was deserving, if you will, of Misa. Not Bidei Bezdin, but Bidei, the person who is saving the pursued from the pursuer. The person that is saving Shimon from a fatal blow from Reuven. No, I bazoi, so then he's allowed to kill Reuven. If he's allowed to kill Reuven, Hech Mishkach Zlodionish, then why would Reuven ever have to come baby to make others? Isn't that a simple situation of come lay bidarava mine that he should be potur? Everything Gemara, and therefore, says Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shol, I have a raya to my halacha. Says him, what's the raya? Maybe Dumashani Yachad and Misla Zevet Shishum Lazar. Maybe the reason why there's no kam lei b'derabah mineh is because nisalazah means that the reason why this person who, the rodef, who is trying to kill the nirdaf, the reason why he would be deserving a misa is because he wants to kill the nirdaf. In other words, Reuven wants to kill Shimon. What did he accomplish at the end? He didn't touch Shimon, but never he clobbered Sally, and Sally Nebuch, as a result, miscarried, and therefore the Misa was vis-a-vis Shimon, the Teshlumun was vis-a-vis Sally, two different people. Maybe then you don't say Kam Ramine, and therefore maybe Rabbi Yonis Ben Shol has no Raya to his Shita. Says Yimor, no, Loishna. It really makes no difference under these circumstances whether we're talking about one individual or two individuals. Why? The Amarava. Roidif, shayi roidif ach chaveroi. What happens if you have a person who is pursuing another? Reuven is running after Shimon. V'shibris akelim, and as he's pursuing him, he's running and going and coming and going, whatever. And v'shibris akelim, and he broke a whole bunch of kelim. Bein shel nirdaf, say if these are kelim of the nirdaf who he is pursuing. Ubein shel kol adam, and say if he breaks any other kelim in the world that belong to anybody else, he's potur. Now I can understand why he'd be potter on the kalim of the nirdav, because then you have misa b'tashlumen to the same individual. Come leben dramine, he's potter. However, we're talking about over here that it was tashlumen misa lezeh, meaning he wants to kill Shimon, and he destroyed the kalim of Levi or of Yehuda, and therefore it's misa lezeh b'tashlumen lezeh. And nevertheless, they took that Potter, Zukta Chorovidis, Potter, my timer, because Mishchai ben Nafshihu, and since in Mishchai ben Nafshihu, there's a din of Kam, Leibid Ram, Minei, even though it was Misa Lazeb, Tashlum and Lazeb. And therefore, the terrors that you try to give, not really the terrors, but that you try to say that the Raya of Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shol is Nishkaraya, because we can say that the pasuk is talking about mitzvah zeh tishul lezeh, that differentiation does not hold water because of this memra of Rava. And therefore, the Rai, Venus and Shoal, stays intact. It's a good Rai. Uri, what do you want to ask?
Come whether the Beramin in a goes on the person who is Chayiv. It doesn't go on whether he damaged this person plus a different person. It doesn't go on the victims. It goes on the perpetrator. So that shouldn't matter if he's chasing this one and he damages someone else's. The Kamler, the Beramin, only goes on him.
On the Gavra and not on the Chafza. Okay. What you're saying is, in fact, the Gemara is Teretz. You're 100% right. Rava says, it makes absolutely no difference that initially it might have been that he had to go and give Misa Lezeh and Tashlum Lezeh. It makes absolutely no difference because Kamen Ramine is on, as you said, the perpetrator. And so therefore, that distinction holds no water. And therefore, says the Gemara of Yonis and Mitchell's Pshat, of that if you can go and maim someone and shoot him at the legs instead of killing him, you have to do so. We have a good Torah. Yeah.
I was just thinking about meaning that Bezdin is mechai someone a punishment, and therefore Bezdin exempts him from the lesser punishment. Here we're not talking about a punishment of Bezdin. We're talking about a potential risk of a punishment of Bezdin. The person is not being convicted, and he may even walk on a technicality from the larger punishment. And what it's doing is, it's in the email you sent the other day, you forwarded about the about texting while
while driving.
It really bothered me because it's a case where
you text when you drive.
God forbid.
So maybe that's why we want to continue.
We're saying just giving a license to people, not just to drive, but to cause damage. And I was mechayev my nefesh, and therefore I'm putter. It's invite or anybody who's doing damage, if they can argue that they were engaging in something that, because they know of a technicality, there were no eidim asra, they can get off. They can say, well, I'm punter when I destroyed your car because I was doing something that exposed me to a liability of a death penalty. It feels like, I understand what Bezdin's imposing is coming to
right.
But to expand it extrajudicially like this is troublesome.
Okay. What's the point that you're coming?
Please, Mendy.
And it's Rashi Chumash.
And it's about Simcha.
Someone wants to kill the Mezid, no Aiden, talking about the Shodi, because Hashem wants to out that he's going on top of the spheres.
I like what you're saying, Mandy, but I'm more talking about this, you know, Chayav Pata B'dinei Adam, not B'dinei Shemayim. It's a Chayav B'dinei Shemayim type answer. I'm saying here's somebody is getting off for causing damage. You can say, hey, you know what, I put myself in mortal danger because I did this thing, and there are no Adam, or there's no Hasra, or, you know, and he has a defense, and he causes a major collision or major damage to property. You know, I'm Pata, because there's not B'dinei. But it wasn't Bezdin, it was outside of court. That's the finding is, I think Bezdin is giving a verdict of death that's coming on me. So it's not a mice of Bezdin. Why is this Torah happening? It's bothering
so that part bothers you, or the part that he does not get the Misa? That's what bothers you. In other words, which one of the two points?
It bothers me is extrajudicial, because he's not getting the Misa because he knows it's a technicality, there was no Adam.
Okay, good, I hear you. So therefore, you have really two questions. Question number one is, if it's extrajudicial. Question number two is the fact that Lamaisi didn't get the Misa, so why should he be potter from the Tishlum? Right?
Is that even if it's in court, I understand.
We want to add number three?
No, it's
so that's the extrajudicial. That's the first question. Yes, out of court, not in court. 100% right. So, let's take your second question first. Rashi addresses your question back on the Ayin Beis Omer Aleph, where Rashi says, Rashi about 10, 12 lines on the top of the Amud, Ein loy damim, you have that Rashi?
Yes.
Kigoin shar kala adam, shenitin reshus lebalabayis lehargoy, since people have the right to go and kill him. Potem ulishalim, chiyav misa, v'chiyav tashlum and boin ki'echad. What he is doing, he is pursuing the victim, and therefore he breaks kalim b'shas mas, or he does other damage. Both of them come simultaneously. Ad yal b'shenitzel, even if ultimately he doesn't get the misa. Potem in a tashlumen, the kaimulan chayove misis shoygin, he goes like hisru behen, ain't mishal mamomen, shema misa, alpha pisha ain't nerog. So therefore, getting to your second point, it's true that this person is not getting killed. However, he's part of from Tashlumin, because the din of Kamin Raminei is not only when he actually gets the Misa, but he mechayav a Misa Shogigin, when he has the din of Shogig, where we're not going to administer the Misa. Nevertheless, he is part of the shot.
Why can't he sue? So Reuven was pursuing Shimon. Reuven exposed himself to mortal danger. He damaged Caleb in pursuit of Shimon.
Right.
Okay. Then why can't Levi, whose Caleb were damaged, now sue Shimon? Shimon, you incited the whole problem that Reuven is now putter. There's a liability here for damage that someone's escaping on a technicality. And now again, also because it's extrajudicial. That's really what bothers me.
Right, so let's go now to the extrajudicial aspect of it. You're right. The Gemara is telling us a chiddush. That the din of Kamin Rabbanei is not only Bezdin, but also an individual. But it's not the big chiddush that you're making it out to be. Because what the Torah is saying is, normally, 99% of the time, whenever you have a tain against somebody else, you can't go and use self-help remedies. You have to go to a Bezdin. However, there are those times if you're going to go to a Bezdin, by the time you get to court, the victim will be dead. Says the Torah, you have the mitzvah to go and be Moshiach. Or we learn from Naramurasa, if you're able to be Moshiach, you have to be Moshiach. Therefore, the Torah is saying, you have now been endowed for the next 5 minutes with all the power and authority of a court. Even though you're not a great Talmud Chacham, you cannot go and paskin din Titus. However, because you are on the scene, and Hashem has put you there to potentially help out the victim, you have that chiyuv to help out the victim from Chas V'Shalom getting killed, to the extent that you even have the right to go and personally execute that individual. So therefore, he has now become the Bezdin on the scene for these
he's deputized, as it
he's were. Deputized and authorized, but only for 5 minutes. After the whole thing is over, he becomes the regular commoner once again. And therefore, now returning to our Gemara. So bottom line is, we have finally established the Makoyer for Bionis and Ben Shol, that if you can go and shoot without killing, that's what you gotta do. How do I know? From the fact over here that the person has to pay for Dmei Velodois, and the person is not automatically caught. Now we're continuing the memra of Rova. And Rova continues on the fourth line. The Nirdaf, Sheshiber Esakelim Shel Roidev. What happens if the Nirdaf, as he's running away from the Roidev, he steps over a bunch of Kalim, and they're all broken. He's Potter. Why is he Potter? The Gemara will explain in a moment. Shel Kaladim, however, if whilst he's running away from the Roidev, he broke somebody else's Kalim, not his. And not the Roidev, but somebody else. Chayiv, then he has to go and pay. Explain to him why. Shel Roidev, he's potter. You know why he's potter? Shleim amoyne chavala mikufay. If the Nirdaf is allowed to, in self-defense, shoot the Roidev and kill him, Madach can go and kill the Gufay, he can certainly destroy his property. Shel kolanim chayiv. However, if he destroys other people's property, he's chayiv. Shemafel atzoy bimomen chavera. He has no right to go and use somebody else's property to go and save himself. If he wants to use the other person's property, he's got to pay for it. But otherwise, he cannot go and use other people's property to protect himself. Good. And now the final halacha of Rava. V'roidev, shehoye roidev, acher roidev lehatziloi. That means you have Reuven who is pursuing Shimon to kill Shimon. And now you have Levi who comes on the scene and he's roidev. Acha the Roidev, he's running after Reuven to protect Shimon, and this fellow Levi, as he's pursuing Reuven to stop him, to shoot him, to kill him, to stop him from killing Shimon. What happens whilst Levi is running after the Roidev? Shibes Akelim, Bein Shel Roidev, Bein Shel Nida, Bein Shel Kol Adam. He destroys Kalim of anyone and everyone. He's Potter. Now why should he be Potter? Says you have a limited din. It's not really Emes Adin. In other words, not Min HaTorah. It's Midrabanan. Why is it Midrabanan? Shibata Oimerkeh. If you're going to go and tell me that if Levi, in pursuing Reuven, if by accident he stumbles over some Kalim, and as a result he breaks a few things, he's going to have to pay for it, This will act as a tremendous disincentive to people to try to go and help out victims from a roidev, because a person will say, I innocently tried to help out the situation, and now I'm being sued by this Shel Kol Adam because I destroyed one of his crystal vases. Listen, the Torah wanted me to go and help out Shimon. Is it my fault that in pursuing Reuven, unfortunately, I broke a few things on route? Getting back to our Mishnah, if a person is running after Behema, or if a person is running to do Chil Shabbos, or a person is running to do Avodah Zarah, then you have no right to go and shoot him, to kill him. We had the Shimon Yechoy already yesterday. Somebody who is about to go and do Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to stop him from doing that by the Zara, even if it means to go and shoot and killing the person. Why? If he wants to put him a hedjot, he wants to destroy her psulim, you're allowed to go and be matzal benafshoy. Excuse me one second. Whoever it is, we're in the middle of a shir. You have to call back later. Goodbye. Says the Gemara, he's allowed to go and kill the perpetrator who wants to violate this Nara Hamurasa. Pigam Gavoya. Here, this person wants to be poigim in the cover from the Kodesh Baruch Hu by going and saying, I don't believe in Hashem. I believe in these silly idols and statues. Oh, the Kolshin, the Chavada Nevada. You're allowed to prevent him from that type of pigam. Faith Yimara. So, in other words, you're basing this on a Kal V'chomer. In other words, it doesn't say anything about Avodah Zarah. You say, Ma'at, Ma'am Barasim, Ma'am Begam, Zechavada, Begam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chiyoyin Shemen Adin. So if you want a good kifreit, because Savayin Shemen Adin, Enechanam Yifshim Ha'yichoy, is in the miut of the Tanoim, that holds you can be Oynish Shemen Adin. We don't hold that way as a halt of Shem Ha'yichoy. That's why our Mishnah doesn't agree with Shem Ha'yichoy, and our Mishnah says that if someone wants to do Avodah Zarah, you cannot stop him, you cannot kill him, because he doesn't have this Kal V'chomer.
This applies also to a Ben Noach, then also. According to Shem Ha'yichoy, it also applies to a Ben Noach.
Why would it apply to
him? Because he's mitzvah Avodah Zarah.
Okay, it's not so simple. Nitzim, we'll see in the Omid Beis whether Ben Noach has the same dinim like Yisrael, Legabe, Pigam, Kovod Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. That's going to be a shayla on the Amid Beis. Tanya, now we have a second brisa. We have Reb Elazar of Shimon, who's the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Oymer, he goes one step further, and he says, Mechal is a Shabbos. Someone is about to go be Mechal is Shabbos, and they say, Reuven, Sech Shabbos, don't do it. Ah, bah, shma. He's going to go and do it anyway. Niklat Silman Avshi, you're allowed to go and stop it. Now, where does that come from? So, look, Avuah, he holds like his father being Reb Shimon Adin. And therefore, we learn the din not only of Naam Rasa, but also the din of Avodah Zarah from Makal V'chomer. The Asher Shabbos. Now, we learn Shabbos from the din of Avodah Zarah. How? With a Gzeira Shabbos of Chilil Chilmi Avodah Zarah. What's the Gzeira Shabbos? The Gabi Shabbos Kodesh Taita Mechal Leha Mois Yumash, the Lashon Chilil. The Gabi Avodah Zarah says, Mizarach Alisit Nabil HaMoylech V'loisech Chalel Hashem Alekech Ani Hashem. So there also says Chil. I learn one Chil for the other Chil. Just like you're allowed to be Matzal B'Nafshay by Avodah Zarah, Kimatzal B'Nafshay by Shabbos Kodesh. Put two dots here, and we start a new sugya, and this is going to remind us of our youth, Rabbeisai, when all of us learned in Chayder that even though when it comes to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, Pikuach Nefesh is doicha, virtually every single mitzvah, every single lab in the Torah doicha, but of course there are three exceptions to the rule, what we call the three cardinal sins, which are Chas V'Sholim, Kili Arroyis, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah, where there the halacha is Yehoreg V'Al Yavon, as our Gemara explains right now. Omer B'Yechon HaMishim B'Shim B'Nei Tzadik Nimnu B'Gomer B'Aliyas Beis Nitzavulut. Nitzah, says Rashi, was the name of a person. The Chachom got together in his Aliyah, in his attic, or in his second floor apartment, or whatever, in Lud, in the home of Nitzah. And what did they pass him? Call Avedu Shemetoyra. Im Oim La'odim Avoyr V'Al Teharek. A person comes to him with a knife, or with a shotgun. He says, you better be Oim with this Isra the Torah. Otherwise, I'm going to say, bang, bang, and it's going to be all over. Taloch is Yavva Yehoreg. he should rather be over the din of the Torah and not allow himself to be killed. That what? That if the person says, you better do one of these three things, then the halacha is Yehoreg vi al yavar. You're telling me by avoid zara, don't you have the same halacha of avoid the al tehorek? What time you have the chabraisa? Omer b'yishmuel. Minayin shem omer lo bi'odem avoid. Avoid is chachom the al tehorek. You better go and do avoid zara, otherwise we're going to shoot you. Minayin shem yavid by yehorek. How do I know that he's supposed to do avoid zara? He should listen and he should do the avoid zara and not allow himself to be killed. Talma lo, because it says in the pasuk, v'chai behem, v'lo shiyomus behem. The Torah says, Ashiyasa oisim ha'odim v'chai behem. What this pasuk is telling us is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Yidin to live. He doesn't want them, chas v'shalom, to die. And so therefore, if a goy is forcing you to go and do avodah zarah, do the avodah zarah v'chai behem. A person wants to live, and Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him to live. V'lo shiyomus. V'lo shiyomus behem. Ah. If that's the case, let's go and take this to now to the next degree. What happens if that guy is in front of the television camera and he's ready to go and shoot the yid and he says, yid, you better go and do avodah zarah, otherwise I go and shoot you? If the person, if the yid is going to do avodah zarah, it's going to be a tremendous chil Hashem. And therefore, fahesia is taka different than bitzinah. Fast is a special rule, al tchil Hashem, kiddush Hashem. But otherwise, when it comes to avodah zarah, zok Rabbi Yishmael, you can go and say v'chai behem v'lo shiyomus behem. If it's betzina, you're allowed to do avodah zarah. I did Rabbi Yechmashim Rabbi Shimon ben Tzadik say that avodah zarah is one of the three, which is yehoreg v'al yavar. Inu Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Yitzadok the Omer k'Reb Luzer. The sign of the advice of Luzer, Oymer. We say every day in Kriya Shema, "V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'idecha." So Rashi already says this in Chumash. "V'nemem b'chol nafshecha, v'nemem b'chol me'idecha, v'nemem b'chol me'idecha, v'nemem b'chol nafshecha." L'chayra, these terms seem to be superfluous or they're synonymous. What is it? "V'chol nafshecha me'idecha." If you have Adam shigufecha b'lav mima moina, if you have a person whose life is more important to him than his money, right? They used to have your money or your life. So here, if the person, if the guf is more chavv to him than his mamayin, comes to tell you that you have to go and serve Hashem, even if it means chas v'shalom giving away your own neshama. If you have people who the money is more important to them than their life, that with all of your money, all of your possessions, you have to go and serve Hashem. Anyway, the bottom line is, according to Blazar, since it says b'chol nafshecha, you have to be willing to give away your neshama for ahavas Hashem. Now, even though the pasuk is talking about ahavas Hashem, Rashi says ahavas Hashem is the direct antonym of avodah zarah. If you have the Rashi 5 lines higher than our Gemara, v'havta Hashem lekecha, mashma shaloi tamirenu b'avodas kochav. What the pasuk is telling you implicitly is, love Hashem and don't be meimim. That means don't exchange or substitute a Kodesh Baruch Hu for avodah zarah. Oh, and you got to do the b'chol nafshecha. You have to be willing to give away your neshama. That's how Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Yitzadik learn. Not like Rabbi Shmuel, but like Rabbi Lozer of the Paisa. So now, I have the Makoir for the Halacha of Avodah Zarah, Yehoreg v'al yavar. How do I know? Give your rose to Shvichas Tavim. Can Rabbi, the Sanyu, the advice of Rabbi Yoimen. Ki kashi yokim ishari eyu tzachin nefesh kin ha dover azeh. We quoted this Gemara already yesterday, this Pasuk, we quoted the Gemara yesterday. This is a Pasuk, Benara hamu rasa. What does it say, Benara hamu rasa? Ulanara lo yisasa dover. If you have a perpetrator who was ma'anes, who violated a nara murasa, don't do anything to the victim. Eina nara chikmav, it's not her fault. Ki kashi yokim ishari nefesh. Just like when you have a murderer who shoots a victim, you're not going to blame the victim. Today, the media and the leftists blame the victim. But normally, you're not supposed to blame the victim. You're supposed to go and blame the perpetrator. Same thing applies in our case, too. So, what does Reitzeach go and teach us something new? All the Pasuk says is a parallel. Just like by Reitzeach, don't blame the victim. Same thing by Naru Murasa, don't blame the victim. So, what's Habach from them? What do I learn from this? It's coming to tell you there, Balalame Benim Talamid. On the surface, I'm learning from Reitzeach to the Halach of Naru Murasa. However, we're going to, in fact, reverse it. And we're going to say, Makish Reitzeach Linaru Murasa. That Ma Naru Murasa, Nitra Latzil Benafshay. Just like Naru Murasa, you're allowed to go and save her by killing him. How do I know? How do I know? The Gemara said yesterday because it says in the Pasuk, the Ein Moshiach law. But if you can be Moshiach, be Moshiach. So therefore, you're allowed to go and kill the perpetrator. I make a Hekish. You're also allowed to go and kill the Reitzeach, who's the Reitzeach. And this we already had in the Gemara yesterday. What the Gemara now adds today is, since Ein Hekish Lemechza, and I'm going to learn in both directions, Umakish Na Maras L'Reitzeach, oh, I taka do learn something from Reitzeach after all. That Ma Reitzeach Yehorig Ve'al Yehavar, just like by Reitzeach, if someone comes to you and says, hey, Reuven, you better shoot Shimon, otherwise I'm going to kill you, I'm going to blow your brains out. What's it then? Yehorig Ve'al Yehavar, Reuven should not kill Shimon. Afna Murasa, the same thing is, if a person comes to Reuven and says, Reuven, you better be Boel, you better go and violate this Naam Murasa, otherwise I'm going to kill you. Tehoreg the Altaber. So that's what you learn from this Hekish from the Kikashiyokim Ishur Tzeyutachan Afesh. That is a din of Yehoreg Val Yavor by Gili Arroyois, just like you have it by Reitzeach. But the obvious question is, Reitzeach Gufa Min Olam, how do I know by Reitzeach that there's a din of Yehoreg V'al Yavah? Maybe it's Yavah V'al Yehoreg. V'chai V'ham! V'loi Shiyam, is that? Says Yomar, it's a Svarahu. What's a Svarahu? Tehud Yaslakam Eid Rabba. A famous case. Somebody came in front of Rabba, the Omalei. Omalei Mori Duroi. Mori Duroi, says Rashi, is the Moshel, the Odoin of that town. Odoin Iri. In other words, like the mayor. Then what did the mayor come and say? Zil kat lepanya. Hey, you, Reuven, you better go and shoot Shimon. Otherwise, I'm going to shoot you, Reuven. As Amalei said, Rabba, if you are faced with this choice, lik telucha, you should allow yourself to be shot and killed. For loy tikter, and don't shoot Shimon. Why? Who says that your blood is more red than Shimon's blood? Maybe Shimon's blood is more red than your blood. And that being the case, who says that you have the right to go and shoot him? Rather be shot yourself. That's the svar. Don't we have the din of a chaybev loishiyamas ben? A Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want Eden Nebuch to go and be killed. He wants him to live. Says Rashi, of course a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Eden to live. But who says he wants you, Reuven, to live more than Shimon to live? Or Shimon more than Reuven? No. If they're both on the same scale, and I don't know which one is better, Reuven or Shimon, says Rashi, a Kodesh Baruch Hu prefers that there be a person that remains alive, and that there was no Reitzeach perpetrated in this equation. And so therefore, if you, Reuven, allow yourself to be killed, Baruch Hashem, no Yid has been over on the Isser, the terrible Isser of Reitzeach. And Baruch Hashem, Shimon will remain alive, even though Reuven never will be killed. However, if Reuven is going to kill Shimon, and therefore Reuven will remain alive instead of Shimon, okay, but a Reitzeach, that's a Yid that's done, a perpetrated a terrible murder. So therefore, I rather have the situation where Reuven be killed than Shimon be killed. This is Asvara. Once I know Reitzeach min Asvara, now I know Naar Murasa and Shar Aroy is based on the Hekish, and I know Avodah Zara based on the Haftas Shem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. Ki Asar Abdim Yom Rabbi Yochanan Lo Yishanu. that we said that all other 610 mitzvahs Yavar v'al yeharek Ele shaloi bishas gzeres malchus. That's tafka if there's no gzeres malchus. And on the side there's another girsa li bishas hashmad. In other words, that the real girsa is lo yishon ele shaloi bishas gzeres hashmad. Bishas gzeres hashmad, where unfortunately the government is trying to go and cause all the Jews to get baptized or to go and convert to another religion, then everybody has to be moisa nefesh even on a mitzvah kala yehoreg v'al yavar. What's the definition of a mitzvah kala? We'll see in another moment in Yeretz Hashem. So therefore it's not at that time only the three cardinal sins, but every one of the tariq mitzvahs, and we'll see in the Gemara, even a minhag by Klal Yisrael, a person has to be moisen nefesh if you have the gzeiris hashmat. As well as he also Rabban Umar of Yochanan Afilu Shalai Bishas Gzeiris Malchus, even if there is no shmat going on. Le Omra Le Betzina, that's tafka if it's Betzina, nobody knows, nobody sees. Al Vehesi, if it's in public, Afilu Mitzvah Kali, even Akleina Mitzvah, Yehorig V'al Yavar. Now what's the reason why Yehorig V'al Yavar, if it's Befahesia, and even Mitzvah Kala, you look at the last Rashi, Zot Rashi, Shlo Yargilu Ho'ed V'Kachavim Lahamrich Es Halavov Es Lekach. If it's going to be either b'shach gzeiris hashmat, or even if it's not gzeiris hashmat, but nevertheless they want this yid to be over on a mitzvah, if the person will say, okay, well, I learned now today's daf and daf ayin dalit, and the daf said that it's not one of the three big mitzvahs, then yavav or yoharek. Oh, if that's the case, once the goyim get wind of that, then they're going to start hammering away at one mitzvah and the next mitzvah. Okay, one day, no more tzitzis today. Well, Yabba Yaharik. Next day, no more tefillin today. Yabba Yaharik. Next day, no more Shabbos, and no more this, no more that. Before you left, after a week, there won't be any mitzvahs left, except for the three mitzvahs, and therefore, that's why the Gemara says, by all 613, the Shas Gzeiris Malchus, or Bifahasya, Yaharik V'al Yavah. Right, tomorrow, give me a definition. What's my mitzvah kala? Om Rav Yitzchak, Om Rav Afilu. Now this is hair raising. Afil lishnuye arkesa de mesana. Even to go and change your shoelaces, you have to be moisen nefesh yeharik val yav. What means change your shoelaces? It's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. If you look at the top Rashi, arkesa de mesana sroy chanal. Sroy chanal means shoelaces. Shein derech oiv dikachom likshor kach. If the goyim typically would go and tie the shoelaces in one way, in one direction, in one format, whatever. But there he saw Ben Yenacher, and it was well known that the Jews did it differently. Now it can't just be stam that people like to do it differently. But Rashi says ki goin chiyesh tzad yahadus bedavar. There has to be some Jewish religious aspect to the difference. And just because the goyim go and do it to the right, and I do it to the left, that's goodish. But what happens if the reason why they're doing their tying of the shoes in a particular way, because it's a gross type of thing, and the Jews go and tie it in a different way because it's more tzniistic, so therefore there is a inyan yahadis bedavar, mederech Yisrael liyos tznuim afilu shinui zeh she'en ka mitzvah. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah how you're supposed to tie your shoelaces. Ela minig ba'alma yekadish es Hashem b'fnei chaverim Yisrael. So therefore, the way Rashi learns is that the tying was different. The Tosfos, however, learns a little bit differently. If you look at the Tosfos, the first Tosfos, look at the last 5-6 lines, Mafarish Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafka Ritzuyis HaMinol, Hoyu Mishunois Mishal Akum. The laces were different. How are they different? Mishal Akum Shchoyrois Mishal Yisrael Levonois. In the good old days, the goyim wore black shoelaces, the Eden wore white shoelaces. Umesani uchmi de b'chal duchti, the Mesani uchmi themselves, hainu ritzuais shechoyreis, ava minul vade hoyu shachar. So says Tosfos that the general custom was that everybody wore black shoes, but there was a machlokes minhagim about the white shoelaces and the black shoelaces. So therefore, if a goy comes to you, either b'shas gzeiris hashmat, than even Betzina. Or if it's any other time, but it's Befahesia, and he says, you better start wearing black shoelaces and not the Jewish shoelaces. Since this became a standard meaning among the Yidden, the person has to be Moisa Nefesh, and he has to go and stand up and say, no, I'm a Jew, I'm not a goy, I'm not going to wear your fashtinkele shoelaces. And therefore, he has to be moisen nefesh even on a mitzvah kalam. Right, you want it. The kama fahesia. How do you define fahesia? Does it mean that all the newspapers in the world and all the photographers and they're all taking pictures? Amr Yankov, Amr Yochanan, Ein fahesia b'chus me'asar b'nei adam. The din of fahesia means 10 people. Right, tomorrow, pshita, oh, not, period. The din of fahesia is 10 people. So to a pshita yisrael b'nei l'choyra, you need 10 Jews to constitute the fahesia. Nechsim says, b'chus me'asar b'nei yisrael. They being Makdish Hashem, Chilul Hashem, and Kiddush Hashem in front of Eden. However, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, one second, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, maybe you don't have to have Kulai, maybe it's Rubai Kulai. Famous Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, maybe 9 out of 10 is enough. And then, in fact, one of the Farshim says, why did Rabbi Yirmiyah ask 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10? What's up? It's 9 out of 10. No, it's Rubai Kulai. Anyway, but Rabbi Yirmiyah afraid to 9 out of 10. And what is a goy mal? Would that be enough for the din of befehesia? Toshima, the Tony Rav Yanai after the b'chir bar Abba, ask you toich toich. I'm going to learn exeder shab. Ksiv ha'achem nikdash b'seich b'nei Yisrael. That's the pasuk which I just quoted. That kiddush Hashem has to be b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Uksiv ha'asim it says in the pasuk he bado mitoich ha'eda azoyis. Aha. Where's that pasuk he bado mitoich ha'eda azoyis? I'm sorry. Korach. And here it says toich. So what does it have to do with 10? Malalona serve kuli. So what does Koyach have to do with 10?
The Eda was originally the Meraglim was from the first mission of Pesachta.
Okay, so there. So in fact, our Gemara is leaving out one further link, and that further link is that Eina Chanami Yibol Mitocha Eda Zoyis is referring to Koyach. However, we learn Koyach from the Meraglim. Why? Because here it says Yibol Mitocha Eda Hazoyis, and then it says by the Meraglim and Mosai La Eda Haro'o Hazoyis. Now, how many constituted the Eda Haro'o by the Meraglim?
10.
Because originally they were all together 12. And we're going to subtract Yeshua and call it, so we're down to 10. So there it says, Eda Haro'a Zois is 10. Here it says, Metecho Eda Zois, therefore automatically becomes 10. Oh, that's now by Koira. The Eina Chanami. But from this Eda, we're learning for purposes of Dinam of Eda, minimum is 10. And now we're saying, by here, by Meraglim, it says, Mitoich. And here's the Dinam of Toich when Yisrael. So I'm learning Toich, Toich, to go and tell you a Din of 10. And just like by Sai the Meraglim, and Sai by the Adas Koyrach, Malalana Sarvekuli Yisrael, Afkana Sarvekuli Yisrael. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's not 9 plus 1, it's got to be Taka 10. Frank Dimar, for Esther Vahesi Havia. Esther allowed herself to go and live with Achashveirosh, and this was the Vahesia. Everybody knew about it. We learn about it in the Megillah. And therefore, it's Vahesia. It was in front of 10 Eden, and the Choyrosh, she should have been Moisenev. She should say, no, Achashveirosh. I'm not allowed to. Yeharik Val Yavar, rather kill me, but I'm not going to go and live with you. We don't see that she was Moiser Nefesh. Omer Abaye Esther Karka Oilam Hoysa, a woman, in this case Esther, was Karka Oilam. She was totally passive. In other words, if she said, yo, I'm delighted to do this, yeah, come on in, I'm looking for this opportunity.
That's why when she went to see him in the fifth parak, it was such a thing, Kasher Avarati Avarati, because she understood she was now switching from being Karka Oilam to being Baratzam. Yes?
Let's talk about your point in a moment. So Gemara says that Esther was not Baratzim. Since it was not Baratzim, it was Karka Oilam. Therefore, she did not have a mitzvah of being Moisa Nefesh. When is it being a mitzvah of Moisa Nefesh by Gilead Royois? Dafka, if you happen to be the person that's going to take the active role. The mayor of the city comes with a shotgun and says, you better live with that Eishes Ish. You better live with that Nara Murasa. Otherwise, I'm going to go and Chas V'Shalom shoot you. Then the person has to say, Yehari Valiab. However, if you're talking about the woman, and all that she is doing is she's being totally passive in this act, she doesn't want it, she's against it, she hates it, she detests it, and she's revulsive and repulsive, ala gutta zachen, but she's against her will. Here she doesn't have to go and be moist and effort because she's not the active participant, she's totally passive in this story. That's the end of this shtickle. Rav is going to give a second teretz, as we'll see in another moment. Before we get to the next shtickle, the Gemara's kash is l'chayr abisala shver kash. What shver? Because the Gemara says, for Esther parhesia havya. The boy said, where did we make the distinction between fahesia and between tzinah? we said, by the other 610 mitzvahs. When you're talking about the three major cardinal averos of Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah, we didn't make a distinction between Farhasya and between Mitzina. So the Gemara should go and say, Vor Esther Gilui Arayos Havya, and that's one of the mitzvahs of Yehoival Yavar, so why did Esther allow it? Everything more Esther Karkoil. So why did more ask of Farhasya? Anyway, this is a major, major issue that all the Rishonim tumultuch, and that's how you have this langa langa thesis. We're going to give it for homework, Rabbi Say. Don't be noivis. But you see the beginning of the thesis, Tema. Tavlakshuye Arayos Havya. Not because it's Farhesia. We should have said, Skili Arayos. The Ritzef and Arum Rasa, Kuli Alm. Everybody agrees, Yari Bali Amra, under all conditions. Kamoi King Kosh, another Gemara Mesach Ksubit. And therefore, because of that, Rabbi Tam says one pshat, and the Rivam says another pshat, and there are tons of other pshats. Another reason why I'm bringing to your attention this Toysis is because the Rivam, three lines before the middle wide lines, brings the Gemara Maseches Megillah and the Pasuk that Barry was quoting 2 minutes ago. Kasher avadati avadati. Kasher avadati mibeis abba, kach avadati mimcha. If I'm going to allow this, Cholila, I'm going to be totally wiped off the face of the earth. Anyway, Ayin Betoises, Rabbein Tam and Rivam, how they interpret our Gemara. But getting back to the Gemara again, why did Esther allow herself, Chas Shalom, to be abused by Achash Veirosh? Because she was Karka Oilam according to Abai. Rava Omar Hanos Atzmon Shani. If the reason why they're doing this is because of their own Hanoh, then it's different. What does the Gemara mean to say? Explains Rashi. The whole Isser of these three cardinal sins is that the Goy wants to be Maver the Yid al-Dosoi. He wants him to go and convert and leave Judaism, and therefore he wants to go and perpetrate these major, major averos in Klal Yisrael to weaken the resolve of the Jews and to chas v'sholem make tzaris. And therefore, if that's the reason why he's doing it, then you have to go and stand up and say, Oymani choyma yeharik valyach. But if the only reason why the goy is doing it is hanos atzmoi, he's having a good fling, he's having a good time, then let him have his good time, then you don't have to be mois and nefesh. So therefore, in this case of Achashverosh, Achashverosh didn't have any in mind to go and say, Esther, this is going to be the determining factor. I want you to leave Judaism. He didn't even know that she was a Jew. Exactly. But had that been the case, and he said to her, it's your religion or your life, that's a different story. Then you have to choose your religion, Yehari Bar Yava. But here, Achashverosh could care. Your religion, Shmir religion, he may have been atheist for all we know. The important thing is he wanted to have Anoah to go and live with a beautiful woman. Then we don't have this din of Yehari Bar Yava. If you look at the Rashi, Noas Atzmai, Rashi is about 12 lines from the top of Noas Atzmai. That's a different thing. And he more brings the Sarai. What's Sarai?
What's that to do with Gilui Arayos?
Gilui Arayos is here. Achashverosh was being the Gal Arayos of Esther Malka.
Right, but
Esther Malka should have said, no, I'm not going to do it.
All Gilui Arayos, the person has a Noz Asma. I mean, the perpetrator.
Ah. So if the reason is that this happens to be a goy,
this rice has to be tied into Avodah Zarah.
According to Rava, not Avodah Zarah per se, but to be Maver al Yisroel.
Some of the Gilui Arayos, someone would say, have relations with this Chayvei Karas. It's only if there's a side of it that is to be.
You have an atheist who unfortunately is addicted to schmutz, and therefore he has his iPhone, and he wants to go and make a YouTube, and he says, okay, you Jew boy, I want you to go and live with this shikta, this goy, to whoever, ish, I want you to go and live with that person. I'm not allowed to, you know that. I don't care, you're allowed to, you're allowed to. I want to take this picture, because afterwards we're going to sell it to all the newspapers, and I'm going to put it on the internet. He's not interested in Christianity, he's not interested in Islam, he's not interested in Judaism. He just wants to have the shmutz.
There's no yarg,
then, according to Rav Sterit, no yarg, because I know it's Atzmashah. Diloite Mahachi, I'll bring you a raya, because of Hani Kvaki, Vidumaniki! How do you give the goyim the kvaki and dumaniki? So what a kvaki and dumaniki? Explains Rashi that on the days of their religion, when they used to get together in their churches, lemushel on December 25th or January 1st, they come on mass to participate in mass, and the churches are freezing. And unfortunately, they don't have any electric heaters. So what do? They go to all the local Jews. They knock on the doors and they say, we want you to go and provide us with portable heaters. And those portable heaters are called the Kvaki and Dumaniki. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi claim the choishes, about 15 lines from the top, the choishes, such yes. Copper kalim. Shenoisim, the choishes is copper. Shenoisim behem gecholim, that you go and put in them cold. Givoyim hay, they're pretty tall. V'oim lefnei shulchan malachim, you put it in front of the shulchan. Lisham kenegdan. Everybody's freezing whilst they're eating, so you put these portable heaters. Ah, I'm chai. Next Rashi. Hey chevin lehu, on the Yom HaChag, on their holidays, haya leparsiyim, shenoit lemishorsi avodas kechavim, the mishorsim, in other words, the preachers or the people working for the church, would go and take orim mikol bayis and bayis from every one of the local houses, umamidim beis avodas kechavim shalhem, they put it in the church, umischam om kenegdom, because it's freezing in the church. After all, nobody's been there for the last year. So now they're going getting together December 25? No. They wanted to warm up. But you know them, even from the Eden, they would go and take these heavy duty heaters. How can you give them? In this part and parcel of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara's parallels a bit schwer, because after all, giving my electric heater or my brass or copper heater, that's not really a form of being oyved avodah zarah. However, nevertheless, it's what the Mefarshim call avizrayu d'avodah zarah. It's the appurtenance, it's the things that are the accessories that are helping out the avodah zarah. And our Gemara holds that even avizrayu, a person has to say yahari val yavar, I'm not going to help or assist the avodah zarah in their avodah zarah. So why don't they say when the Misharsim come, I'm not giving it to you. I'm going to shoot you. Shoot me. I'm not going to give it to you. So why, Taka, don't we do that? So Timara, the pshat is, I'm not giving it for the Avodah Zarah. I'm not giving it for the church. I'm giving it for these cold parishioners, the people that are coming to the church that want to go and say the tiflet to the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's they don't want to convince the Jews to become Christians, come on in and join us on mosque.
What the utility of the...
Exactly, they want the heater.
Haktorah is one of the four avodos that...
This is not one of those. They're not lighting it in the Beis Avodah Zarah. They lit it up in their dining rooms whilst they're eating a gishmak meal, and then the Meshores Avodah Zarah come and they snatch it away and they take it into the Avodah Zarah. That's not considered to be makta to Avodah Zarah. Anyway, the same thing applies to Achashverosh. He didn't mean to go and convince her to go and change religions. He was just having a good time. The Azra of Latami, the Omer Rav, Akim the Omer Lila Hay Yisrael, Kitoil Aspasta Bishabata, Bishodi Lechiyusa. Hey, Goy goes over to Yid on Shabbos Kodesh. And he says, Ketoil Aspasta. The word Ketoil is somewhat inappropriate, but he's using that because he's relating it to the word Katil Nalach. This Ketoil means kill the Aspasta. It really means to go and harvest the aspasta. Aspasta is the type of something like a hay type of growth. Go and cut it on Shabbos.
Vetch.
Oh, go and cut the vetch. And don't be a kvetch. Cut the vetch. And what do you do with it? Bishol the chiyusa and throw it down for my chayus because my animals are hungry. I'm a card-carrying member of PETA and I want my animals to go and be fed. So therefore, you better go and cut the aspasta. Cut it out, Yid, and go and give it to my chayis, the loy, and if not, katil nalach, I'm going to go and shoot you. Okay, is there din now of Yehari Gval Yavar? Let's say it's Mephahesia, and it's Gzeris Hashmad. Are you allowed to go and listen? Liktal v'loy lekatle. Go and cut the aspasta and don't allow yourself to be killed. Why? Because he's doing it because he wants Hanos Atma. He himself doesn't want to do the back-breaking labor of having to kill the aspasta, but he wants to feed his animals. However, if he says to him, go and cut the aspasta and shut it in the Nahara, throw it into the Hudson, throw it into the river, don't give it to my animals. So why is he doing that? He wants me maver the Yid al-Date to take him away from Yiddishkeit, from Shabbos Kodesh. Then he has to allow himself to be killed, and don't kill the aspasta, don't cut the aspasta. My timer, because in this case, the reason why he's telling him throw it into the river is because he wants to go and be mavid him from Yiddishkeit. Oh, it's a different story. So you see, that's Rav Latame, that we have that distinction of Hanos Atzmoy, not only by Un, by Gili Aroyas, also Legabi, other mitzvahs as well. Ben noyech mitzvah kiddush Hashem oy ei mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Barry, you were touching on this on the Amud Aleph. In other words, just like we say that a yid has these three cardinal avdeiros, don't be avdeiros, avdeiros, shlichazam, and avdeizar. What happens if a goy goes over to a guy and he says, "You guy, I want you to go and shoot that other person." Does that guy have the din of Yoharik Vali Avar, or can he say, "No, the Chai Ben, I don't want to die"?
This is one of the seven mitzvahs.
That's the question. As I afraid to Yomar, Rabbi Min Rabbi Ben Noyach, does he have this mitzvah of Kedushas Hashem or not? Omer, Rabbi, Toshima, Shem mitzvahs in Stav B'nei Noyach. Then Isa, if you're going to tell me that he has a din of Kedushas Hashem, isn't it Tam Ne'avi? Isn't that number 8? Amalei Rava, no. In the Bukhalav Israel, when it says that you have these seven mitzvahs, it doesn't mean just that short, narrow mitzvah or narrow aveda. It means all of Israel. It means all the accessories, all the appurtenance thereto. Meaning that just like a goy is not allowed to go and do gili aroyas, or he's not allowed to do shvichas damim, so maybe included in that is even if at knife point somebody is pointing a knife to you or has a gun at your head, there too make sure not to do gili aroyas or shvichas damim. Is that the halacha or not? My havi Allah. Now we have a lengthy pasuk which is recited by Naaman. What's the case of Naaman? Everybody remembers Naaman had tzaras. Naaman was a famous sar tzavi, was a general of the Melech Aram. He became Amit Saira. He tried to go with all the doctors, with all the medicines. Segunish Kaholfin, he still remained a leper. So then somebody said to him, "Why don't you go to Elisha? He's the Wunder Rabina. He's the Balmoifis. Elisha's going to help you out." Naaman comes to Elisha, and Elisha says, "Go and toivel in the Yarden." Naaman becomes furious. He says, "You're Yarden. Bah! Yarden, Shmarden. I would go in the Euphrates and I would go into the other Tigris, the big, major bodies of water, and that didn't help me. And your Yarden is going to go and help me." That's what he said initially. And then one of his Yardim said, "Hey, you know, if you come all the way here to Elisha anyway, and then you have your bathing suit and you have your towel, what do you have to lose? Go, Toivel, get." So, Naaman said, "You're right, I'm here." He Toivel, and guess what happened? And the whole tzaras left. When Naaman saw that, he realized, "Ah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the grace of God." And then he became the equivalent of what we would call a ger toishev, that he accepted upon himself the Shem Mitzvah Neinoyach. However, he did not become a full-fledged Jew. Naaman is about to leave, and he says, in a very polite and a very apologetic way to Elisha, "Elisha, I know that I've accepted upon myself the Shem Mitzvah Neinoyach, which includes Avodah Zarah. Already in advance, preventive medicine. I ask you, please," this is like a confessional, that the Naaman says, "I confess already in advance, and give me a slicha liavdecha, because I'm going to go home now, and I'm going to go to the place called Beis Rimon, and guess who's going to be there? My Adoni, the Melech Aram, and he's going to vunishan al yodi. He's going to put pressure on me that I better bow down at the Beis Rimon, or else. What do I do? Do I have to be mekadesh Shem Hashem and say Yehorik Val Yavor, or not?" Uksiv and Elisha told him, "Yem Aleich Lichasholim Gei Gizumtait." In other words, he didn't give him advice. Yotanish. He just said Leich Lishol. Zokim at the top. Vim Isa. If you're going to tell me that a goy has a din of Kiddush Hashem, that Yehorik Val Yavor, Loi Leimalei, he shouldn't. If he doesn't want to give him advice and leave the goy on his own, this was shtek. But to go and say Lech Lishalim, it sounds like he's acquiescing. He say, "Yo, okay, you know, I'm not going to make a fuss. Do what you'll have to do." The Chayde should have been Moichish. No, Mekenish, Metonish. Rashi says there's no din of a chiyach to chiyach es amisach, he has to give him techocha. That only applies to a Jew. But Lemaisi shouldn't have nodded his head and said Lech Lishalim, which sounds like he's acquiescing. What does that mean? Says the Rashi in the fourth line, "Betzina." Naaman betzina hava. V'lo yehoy Yisrael bebeis rimein. Shemishtach v'lisham. There in beis rimein, there were no Yidden. There were only Goyim. V'gav v'kiddush Hashem v'seich b'nei Yisrael k'siv. V'afim v'sab b'nei noyach aleha. Interessant zach. Not only by a Yid does he have the mitzvah to mekadesh Shem Hashem b'toich b'nei Yisrael, but even a Goy, his mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, assuming that there is a mitzvah by a Goy, only among the Yid. And therefore, since this is all going to be in the Beis Rimon where there are no Jews, therefore, there's not going to be a problem. And that's why he told them, Lech L'Sholem, and he acquiesced. Now, we could theoretically... What's up to you, Dr. Goldfarb? Why is he Chayav Misa? Yeah, but it's, the question is there a din of Yaharig Val Yavar? Not a din of Yaharig Val
Yavar.
If you say that the din is Yaharig Val Yehore, that a person has a right to go and be oivid avodah zarah, not to be killed, then there's no, you know, no din of misa. That's the whole din of yavah yehore. Just like if a person tells you to go and don't wear tzitzis today, otherwise they're going to shoot you.
So here
if it's vitzina, yavah yehore.
He's avodah zarah. He's a goy.
So mushmdach zong that the dinim of kiddush Hashem by a goy is only befehesia and not vitzina. Because you're right, the gabah avodah zarah. And we didn't distinguish between the Fahesia and the Tzina, like we asked by Esther. We could stop here theoretically, but all of this is very simple. It's also very famous, and it's related to our Gemara. So let's just finish off the Perek Omer of Yudam Arat. A person had a tremendous desire, a tremendous yearning for a particular woman. It got to the point, his obsession caused him to become sick. In bed, he was sick, says Rashi. He was a choyli. What do you do if a person is sick? You have to go to the doctors. The Amru and the doctor said, the only way he's going to become normal again, he's going to lose his obsession, if in fact this lady agrees to go and live with this man, then this choyli will go away. So now after they ask the doctors, now we ask the rabbis, what do you say? She should not agree, he should not agree, they should not live together, be Isser. Forget about it. Okay, so the doctor said, okay, we have a backup solution. Let her go and stand there without clothes. Maybe that will be enough to go and take care of his obsession. He'll become back to normal again. Okay, let's have a big machitza, a Mexican wall. But there should be a little poop peephole so that he can talk to her and she can talk to him. At least have a hashtik lashprach. No. They said no. No, no, no. I will not let you go. We can't allow him to do that with her, her with him. Now the question is, what was the status of this young lady? She was a married lady. She was a single girl. Then I can understand why they were so strict, because they're saying one thing can lead to another. It's what we call the domino effect. First you're going to allow them to talk, and then you're going to say, oh, let's go to Starbucks for a coffee, and then we're going to have a suit, and we're going to go to a fine grill or for kosher, non-kosher, and then for one thing will lead to another, to the apartment, blah, 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 blah. And we know what the final end of the story will be. Yehorig v'ayavar, forget about it, not even talk to him. After all, we're not talking about an Isser Aroyois. We're talking about most a lav of Loisia Kadesha. She's not supposed to be a Kadesha as a Osvors girl. She just shouldn't be a Shiksa. Okay, but this guy is not an Achmon Otzlan. He's a Choyler. Why? Talk to him. Talk! What's there? How much does it cost to talk? Talk through the wall. What's the thing you felt? Everywhere a papa omar mishum pigam mishpacha. Pigam mishpacha is that people will say about this girl, you know this girl, she talked to a boy. Wow, that's terrible. A girl talking to a boy, even though she's a penuya, metonish. Therefore, pigam mishpacha. It's very simple, you have to make a gedder, you have to make a red line. Because if you're not going to make a red line, okay, yeah, that's yeah, yeah. Oh, what about, also. You keep on going, if you keep on, you make another cooler, then the whole cloud yourself falls away. So at some point you have to go and make a red line and say, don't even talk. Fatima, but let me ask you a simple question. If she's a penuya, that means she's eligible to get married. Maybe she was even one of the many in the shidduch crisis. And he obviously had an obsession for her. If the money is right, you know, maybe, maybe we should consider a shidduch over here and let them get married. Says Yimara, that wouldn't help. Why wouldn't help? When Miasa died, he would still be sick. Why would he still be sick? The real ones that have that tam, that grusa, doesn't the grusa, abali aveira. In other words, what is this pasuk talking about? The whole reason why he has an obsession is because she is prohibited to him. It's the prohibition that makes her. Once you say it's permitted, it's like, he's no longer interested. Now, the pasuk shot he borrows from the mind, that's stolen goods. Rashi says the ikar is from the second part of the pasuk, the lechem sesarim yinam, because the word lechem, says Rashi, is lishna me'al yinokat, like we find by the Ashes, by Tifa, by Yosef. What does it say in the pasuk that Yosef said, I'm allowed to be in charge of everything? Ki im halechem asheru oichel. What's the lechem referring to? The Mrs. by Tifa, Ashes by Tifa. Heru, the lechem sesarim yinam. What is pleasant? The lechem sarim, the hidden lechem, the hidden gili aroyas. That's what we don't mean. So we don't mean. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Have a love and serve the Mitzvah, and the Sofin, Abba Isha,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're learning regular time in Yetzir.